So glad to be with each of you this morning. Thanks for being here. You can open your Bibles to the 10th chapter of Mark. We'll get there in just a minute. Now, last week, I talked about the importance of vision, how important it is that we have vision. And I drove the point home. I mentioned that without a vision, the people perish. That's from Scripture. And the translation I like best of that verse is, where there is no ongoing, progressive revelation of the will of God, people wander aimlessly without direction until they die. So, vision, so important. I talked about a blind man last Sunday who came to Jesus to be healed. And Jesus touched him and asked, "Can you see?" And the blind man said, "Well, I can see a little. I can see men, but they look like trees." And Jesus touched him the second time, and his vision became perfectly clear. And of course, we all need more than one touch from God in our lifetime. But I mentioned last week how that the test in that story was for the blind man. Would that blind man have settled for a life of blurred vision? And the answer was no. He allowed the Lord to touch him the second time, and his vision became clear. I mean, I really talked last week about how important vision is. But today, I want to share something that is even more important than vision, and that is our hearing. I want to tell the story about another blind man, different from last week. Another blind man. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 46, "Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Now, in today's story, yet a different blind man. Same problem as last week. But notice how this blind beggar sitting by the side of the road had his life changed forever when he heard something. And when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out. Everything in this blind man's life changed when he heard. Today, I want to ask you, what have you heard? In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, "So then faith comes by," not by seeing. "Faith comes by hearing, and just not hearing any old thing that's rumbling out there. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Hearing is more important than vision because we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, and faith comes by hearing. What have you heard? I'm asking you that literal question. It's not just rhetorical, even though you don't have to answer out loud. But what have you been listening to? What are we hearing? I remember as a little boy growing up in Sunday school at the Willow Creek Pentecostal Holiness Church. We were taught this little song in Sunday school. Listen how powerful it is, even just on the lips of a little child. Back then we were taught, "Oh, be careful, little eye, what you see." And the next verse was, oh, be careful, little ear, what you hear. My God, we were taught the truth even back then. Jesus said, take heed how you hear. Jesus said, if anyone has an ear, let him hear. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 says, how can they ever believe if they've never heard? I'm asking you, what have you heard? What have you been listening to? Because what we believe is determined by what we hear. Now, the truth is more important today than ever. Listen to me. A lot of misinformation, more than ever. A lot of disinformation, more than ever. A lot of propaganda all over the world, more than ever. Mainstream media and social media has made it a global epidemic, misinformation. This past Friday, Vladimir Putin had a massive rally in Moscow. It was a political event, and it was packed, and he was there, and I'm sure you've seen it on the news. He only spoke for 5 minutes. It was carried all over the world, and even here in America, we heard what he said. But can you believe it? Vladimir Putin quotes the Bible during a pro-Russia rally in Moscow. Vladimir Putin quoting the Bible, the verse he quoted was, there is no greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. Reminded me of Jesus in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. And the devil came to him and quoted Psalm 91. I mean, that favorite chapter of ours, Psalm 91. And the devil opened his mouth and quoted that verse of Scripture to Jesus. But Jesus, who only said what he heard the Father say, put the devil in his place and said, that's not the verse that applies here. And then Jesus gave him the right now word, the in-season word, the appropriate word that applied right there. But I mean, how awful is it that we can't believe what we see, and we have to be careful how we hear. I've had some people share with me what they believe. And immediately when I would hear what they believe, I knew they're hearing CNN. I've had people share with me what they believe, what they believe. And what you believe is always determined by what you've heard. And I would know immediately, they have been hearing Fox News because we believe what we hear. Take heed how you hear. If any man has an ear, let him hear. I've had people tell me what they believe, and I knew they've been listening to QAnon. They've been hearing that, and now they believe what they've heard. Now, I don't want to get too heavy up in here, but I do have a requirement. I have a responsibility to speak truth, which is the word. I like to think of myself, listen, I'm very careful right now when I say, I would like to think of myself, I'm going to go ahead and disqualify myself because I don't want pride and ego to be a problem with me. But I would like to think of myself that after all these decades of being on the journey together with the Lord and studying His Word, and all of these decades, that I am mature spiritually and perhaps even qualify as being a part of the elect. Now, lest fire strike me right now, I'm going to go ahead and lay that one down, and I'm going to recuse myself. I don't want to be self-qualified as the elect of God. But I will say this, I'm honored to have a church that I think is by far compared to any other church, and we should never do that, and so let's not, but filled with people who are a mature spirit, men and women of the Word, men and women who've walked in the Holy Ghost for decades. I will recuse myself from the label spiritually mature and elect for obvious reasons, but in the day we're living, the most spiritually mature and even the very elect of God are subject to deception. Jesus said, unless He hasten His return back to earth, even the very elect, the most mature in the body of Christ, could be deceived. Now, I'm just telling the truth up here this morning. So many voices screaming from the crowd. Social media has exponentially increased that all over the world. Everybody has a voice and a loud roar if they want it. Through social media, so many voices screaming from the crowd. But God does not usually speak to us in a screaming match, not in an earthquake, not in a fire, not in a windstorm. Usually, you have to be still. He said, be still and know. And He speaks with a gentle, delicate whisper, that soft voice, most of the time. Now, in the political atmosphere in our nation, and I don't want to be political, but here is the result of what we are dealing with in the day we live, is politics produces fear, anger, and not the righteous kind always, and division. Fear. I'm not on anybody's side, and I'm not against anybody. I'm just telling you like it is. Both sides will say things that if you hear it, will cause you to be in fear. Oh, me. And then anger. Both sides can take up anger. I've seen anger, and not always the righteous kind. And then division, families divided. I mean, what have you heard? What are we listening to? Many believers, I'm talking believers, born-again Christians like us, have been robbed of the joy that God has for them and the peace He has for them, and have settled to be vexed up and fixated on some of the screams we hear coming from the crowd, hearing voices louder than God's voice. A lot of believers struggling have no peace in their life. Isn't that sad? When Jesus said, I'm going to give you my peace, can't nobody take it. I'm going to tell you what I hear. To those of you who don't have any peace, that the enemy's stolen your peace. What I hear is what God's word says. I will keep him in perfect peace as long as his mind is fixed on me, saith God. That's what I've heard. Now, may I speak the truth this morning? And I'm not running for office. Do not vote me in. I do not seek, nor will I accept. I am a pastor, and I will not stoop to become a king. May I speak the truth this morning? I'm going to give away my age now, and I don't like to do that. But I have lived through 13 presidents. My God, that's about all we've had, really. You would think I was born in the 17th century saying things like, I was born under, now listen and indulge me just a moment here. I was born under the Eisenhower administration. He was a Republican. And then there was President Kennedy, who was a Democrat. Let me just say that when Eisenhower, the Republican, was in office, Jesus was Lord. Then John F. Kennedy became president. He was a Democrat, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was President Johnson, who was a Democrat, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was Nixon, who was a Republican, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was Ford, who was a Republican, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was Carter, who was a Democrat, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was Reagan, who was a Republican, and Jesus was Lord. Then there was George H.W. Bush, who was Republican, and Jesus was Lord. And then we voted in Bill Clinton, who was a Democrat, and Jesus was Lord. And then there was George W. Bush, who was a Republican, and Jesus was Lord. And then there was Barack Obama, who was a Democrat, and Jesus was Lord. And then there was Donald Trump, who was a Republican, and Jesus was Lord. And now there's Joe Biden, who's a Democrat, and Jesus is still Lord. Whether it's a Democrat or whether it's a Republican sitting in the Oval Office, Jesus is still on the throne, ruling and reigning. That's where I get my peace from, not from listening to any other voice. And then when God has spoken on a matter, we don't have a right to an opinion. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 13:15, speaking about a people group. He said, for the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. It's so important what we hear, even perhaps more important than our vision. Jeremiah chapter 37 and 17 says, is there any word from the Lord? The king asked the prophet, is there any word from the Lord? And that word, word, in the Hebrew means, is there any message from the Lord? Is there any advice from the Lord? Is there any counsel from the Lord? And of course, the prophet answered the king and said, yes, there is a word. Yes, there is a message. Yes, there is advice. Yes, there is counsel from the Lord for his people. Mark chapter 4 and verse 33, one of the most haunting. Anytime you hear truth, Anytime you hear truth, you have one of two options. You can receive it or reject it. Mark 4:33 said, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody who'd been listening to something else other than what you've been listening to? And you could talk all day, and they're not able to hear it. I'll never forget, I learned so much from my pastor, Bishop Houston Miles. In fact, for 50 years, I have said, I want to be like him. He was the standard for my life. And he was just a teacher. He wasn't a prophet or an evangelist or he changed the world because he heard instructions from God and was obedient to it. And I'm just one of thousands of young men and women that are where I am today because of who he was in my life. And I remember before I even began pastoring, I was a member of his church in Spartanburg, and another lady in the church there that I knew, and of course he knew, and she was struggling with some things, and she worked with me, and so that's why I was in the conversation with my pastor, just him and me, and we were talking about her and the obstacles she was facing, and Pastor Miles said this to me. He said, Carl, when I spoke with her, I had some things I wanted to share with her, but the Lord wouldn't let me. He let me know she was not ready to hear it. And even Jesus speaks the word of God to us only as we're able to hear it. What have you heard? Now, the first step toward your next level and my next level is hearing an instruction from God. And hearing one word from God makes the difference between peace and confusion. Oh, I will not take the time to tell you how many times I've been confused. And I heard God speak one word and all the confusion I was dealing with was out the window and I had nothing but perfect peace and passion with it. One was when I had to move to California and didn't want to. I'm so confused. We went for a month confused. Brenda and I were fighting. Well, maybe not physically, abusively, but I just didn't know. It was unfamiliar. Well, what would it be? We loved life here. What would it be like there? And just confused. And God spoke and said, if you'll move to California and give me 1 year of your life there, I will show you my perfect plan for the rest of your life. Just one word. Hearing just one word from God, it scattered every ounce of confusion in our lives and replaced it instantly, but nothing but a rush of the peace of God. We couldn't wait to pack and move. The many times, just one word. One word, hearing, one word can make the difference between your defeat and your victory, your success and your failure, you being lost and not knowing where to go next and finding God's direction for your life. Just hearing one word, if you hear it, if you hear one word from God, it makes the difference between you spinning your wheels and going nowhere or gaining traction and getting on the move again. John chapter 10 and verse 27, Jesus said this. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus said that. I hear that. Hello. I am able to hear that. Amen. I'm getting a little sleepy up here. I'm tempted just to doze. Jesus said it. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I want to hear that louder than any ad on TV or the internet. I want to hear this, because this is truth. This is the truth. We follow the voice we hear the loudest. Your next door neighbor going crazy? The person you work with? That person you're married to? Just going totally crazy? They're listening to some voice louder than the voice of God, the voice of peace, the truth. I'm going to stick with the truth that I am one of his sheep and I hear his voice, the loudest voice I hear. And there are many screaming from the crowd, but the one I hear the loudest is going to be the voice of Jesus, because he knows me. And he said, I am to follow him. Now I'm going to close with this, and I am seriously considering a little bite to eat and a nap. I'm just not promising anything. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And that includes the daughters too. For as many as are led by the Spirit, a lot of believers are misled. All of us are vulnerable unless we are safeguarded by the truth. And when God speaks, he speaks truth. When you read his word, you read truth. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They're not two different people, not two different groups. Oh, there's a group of people over here. Now, they're the sons of God. And there's a different group of people over here. Oh, this group, they're led by the Spirit of God. It's all one group. Hello, it's all one group. We who are the sons of God are the very ones who are promised we will be led by the Spirit of God. If you are a son or a daughter of God and you're glad we're at the end of the message, would you stand, please? Everybody stand. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. There's a declaration on the screen. I'm going to read it to you. I expect to be led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and I don't expect to be misled by any other spirit. I want you to quote that really loud as a declaration with me. Can we do it? I expect to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I don't expect to be misled by any other spirit. I want you to say it one more time. This is a prayer over your life, over your marriage, over your family, over your children, over your grandchildren, and it's a prayer of blessing over each of our lives. If this can be true in our lives, here we go again. Read it out loud. I expect to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I don't expect to be misled by any other spirit. In Jesus' name.